Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. Welcome to The Questions, Day 2. This is a follow-up to the earlier episode, which followed on with the question of revising earlier stories. I had a few more thoughts on this, and it turned out to be long enough for an episode of its own, so here we go. There's two other aspects to this question that are worth addressing. The first is that it's very easy to think about going back and revising stories when you've only got a few up. But if you're embarking on a lifelong career, you're going to reach the point of diminishing returns very, very rapidly. And here's an example of how that math works. I currently have 20 novels up and, close to 30 short stories. I've got a bunch of stuff that's coming off revision and that's coming up for publication. I'm going to very quickly have another 5 or 6 novels up and another 20 short stories up. I'm way past the point now where if I started to go back and update things because I've gotten to be a better writer, I would have nothing else to do. That would be my whole career, is I would just be going back and updating books that I'd gotten good enough to do again. And that's just not a good way to run a writing career. It's a good way to end a writing career. It's not a good way to keep one moving forward. The other obvious aspect of this is the question about whether you should pull down your early stories. And that's a tougher one, and I'll use myself as an example because I've wrestled a lot with this periodically over the years. On the one hand, I've got some stories available that are way, way, way below what I can do now. And as it should be, because I started writing years and years and years ago, and I've had millions and millions of words under my belt since then. So it makes sense that some of my early stories, even some of my early professional stories, might not be the kind of stories I could do if I went back and did them right now. But on the other hand, some of those early stories sell really, really well. Some of those early stories have gotten pride of placement on places like Amazon or iTunes because they've gotten the attention of the right kind of people at those places because those people liked them. And some people have those as their favorite stories. And if I pull those out of circulation because they're a lower quality standard than what I could do now, according to my own perspective, I'm depriving those readers that like those stories of access to those stories. And the other side of that equation is, if I've got stories of low quality sitting up on the market, and a reader encounters those stories first, aren't they going to hate me? Aren't they going to decide I'm no good? Well, actually, probably not. And here's the way you can get your head inside this one. Of all the books you've ever read, you've got a handful that have stuck with you. Some of them are because they became your favorite authors, and so you always remember the first time with that author. And then you've got another handful that stuck with you because they were so bad, but it's not usually because they were badly written. It's usually because something about them upset you or offended you. But of all the books you've ever read that were mediocre, that were poorly written, that didn't get your attention, how many of those authors pissed you off so much that you actually remember who they were, to the extent that if you saw them again, you wouldn't pick up a book by them that sounded interesting on its own merits? It's going to be very, very few. It takes a lot to offend a reader enough with poor quality of writing that they will remember your name and put it on their shit list. So pulling down those early stories may not get you what you think it will, and it might deprive readers of stories that they really, really care about. That said, I'm not comfortable making this sort of categorical advice. There's some things that, for one reason or another, it doesn't fit your image of yourself as an author. It doesn't fit your author brand. It's something that is so far outside of what you do now that you really don't want to have it available. For example, if you now write children's books and you used to write horror, or vice versa. Or if you're an evangelical Christian now and you used to be a hardcore atheist and you were writing polemic type of books or that sort of thing. Under those circumstances, you might want to pull a book down or decide not to release it. there's a whole area of this question that lies within the remit of what's your business model? What's your ambition for yourself as an author? And those are kinds of areas I'm not comfortable giving advice in because everybody's different. But for what it's worth, other compelling reasons aside, I would generally leave them up because someone's going to love that story. And if I can give someone a story that they love, I want to have it available for them. So with that, I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2015 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.